U.S. lawmakers have begun debating a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th Amendment and remove President Trump from office immediately. Democratic lawmakers. It comes as the FBI issues warnings of armed protests being planned across America. Now let's cross to Simon Marks, who's tracking developments in Washington, D.C. Simon, it appears there's no remorse from Mr. Trump. He's just told reporters in the last hour that he felt what he said on the day of the siege was, quote, totally appropriate. How do you think the House and Senate will respond to this?
Look, I think it's another huge challenge for members of Congress, particularly Republicans in the House and the Senate. Donald Trump was departing Washington, heading to Texas. He's going to take one last look at the sections of the border wall that he's built under his administration along the U.S. border with Mexico. And while he said he didn't want to see violence and certainly didn't want to see more violence, he expressed absolutely no contrition whatsoever over the comments that he made at that Save America rally last Wednesday, where he urged his supporters to march to Capitol Hill, even said falsely that he would march alongside them. And once, of course, they got there, they invaded violently the building, ransacked it, and some of them proceeded to search for the Vice President of the United States, Mike Pence, saying that they wanted to execute him. President Trump insisted today that his comments at that rally, which certainly seemed to inflame his conspiracy theory believing supporters, he said his comments were totally appropriate. It was absolutely ridiculous to talk about impeachment, and this was just, in his words, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in American political history. Those are certainly not the words of contrition, condolence, and regret that members of Congress were looking for, and it may well harden attitudes. I mean, he's lost the Democrats, obviously, completely, but it may well harden attitudes among some Republicans who have been calling for reconciliation and healing as the solution to America's political and social woes, as opposed to impeachment.
Well, Simon, it seems unlikely that Mike Pence will oust the president himself, but is it realistic to expect a successful impeachment of Donald Trump?
Well, the impeachment of Donald Trump will be successful, Paul, in this sense. Impeachment happens in the House of Representatives. The Democrats have the majority there. They will definitely impeach Donald Trump later this week. By the end of this week, it is absolutely a given that he will become the first president ever in American history to have been impeached twice. However, impeachment has to be followed by a trial in the Senate. And it is not clear that that trial is going to be held before President Donald Trump leaves office. He could be put on trial after he has left office. The purpose of that would be, were he convicted, to ban him from ever running for elected office again. But with still 8 days here in the United States until next Wednesday's inauguration of Joe Biden, there may simply not be enough time to conduct that trial of Donald Trump in the Senate. So he will be impeached for a second time, but he may leave office never having been convicted in the Senate, either for the first impeachment a year ago or for this one.
Now, let's talk about the prospect of armed protests in the run-up to Joe Biden's inauguration. What's the mood in Washington given these unprecedented threats?
Well, it's unprecedentedly tense. I mean, we haven't seen anything like this on the streets of Washington since the immediate aftermath of the attacks of September the 11th, 2001, by al-Qaeda. And the perpetrators of the insurrection on Capitol Hill are being accused by many observers here of exploiting America's fundamental freedoms in much the same way as those al-Qaeda hijackers did back on September the 11th, 2001. There are going to be 10,000 National Guard troops on the streets here in the run-up to Joe Biden's election inauguration next Wednesday. This is a small town. 10,000 National Guard troops are going to turn it into a fortress. And across the country, the FBI is warning of possible violent attacks ahead in every single one of America's 50 state capitals in the days ahead. We got further indications today of the extent to which Donald Trump's armed conspiracy theorists attracted supporters from across America's social spectrum. The Sun of a New York State Supreme Court judge was arrested today in connection with the assault last Wednesday on the Capitol.
Many thanks, Simon, for that update. Simon Marks there reporting from Washington.